And this is NPR Illinois. It's now 6:04. I'm Sean Crawford. Closing arguments in the trial of an ex-cop accused of murdering a Springfield-area woman begin today. That comes after the defendant and the prosecutor tangled in court on Monday. Mawa Iqbal has more from the Peoria County Courthouse.
Former Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson testified on his own behalf. He's on trial for first-degree murder for fatally shooting Sonia Massey, an unarmed black woman, in her home. Grayson, who is white, said he was defending himself as Massey prepared to throw boiling water on him. But Prosecutor John Millhiser pressed Grayson on missing details from his report that night, specifically when Grayson threatened to, quote, shoot Massey in her effing face, which he later did. Grayson told Millhiser he didn't recall why he didn't write that. Millhiser said if Grayson's partner didn't have his body cam on, quote, nobody would have heard you say that. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Two employee unions at the University of Illinois Springfield are demanding mediation due to what they call a staggering lack of progress at the bargaining table. The unions represent staff and faculty. They say they've offered numerous proposals on new contracts, but the university administration hasn't budged. They say the university has put forth financial offers the unions call disappointing. UIS has said the campus faces financial problems, including a deficit that grew last year. The school has also analyzed programs with the possibility some could be eliminated. While the request for a mediator has been made, bargaining sessions are set for next month for each union. The campus administration says it's committed to reaching a deal that serves the best interest of the university while remaining mindful of fiscal realities. Hundreds of Illinois political candidates lined up yesterday morning to get their names on next year's primary ballots. Alex Degman reports.
First in line on the first day of filing at the State Board of Elections in Springfield means your name is first on the ballot. Some people think name placement helps them stand out among crowded fields. Governor J.B. Pritzker is seeking a third term, but would not commit to a full 4 years if he wins.
What I can commit to you is that I'm going to work very hard every single day that I'm in office for the people of Illinois, and every decision that I make is really about what's best for the people of Illinois.
Republican Ted Dabrowski hopes to unseat him. He says Pritzker had his chance.
We're spending $16 billion more today than we were spending when Pritzker took office, and the state government is still out of money.
Next year's primary election is March 17th. I'm Alex Degman.
Some Illinois Democrats are pushing back on pressure from the National Party to draw a new congressional map ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. U.S. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has been in Illinois, including Springfield, this week. He says GOP-led states are already drawing maps to better favor their candidates and that Democrats need to respond decisively. But Illinois State Senator Willie Preston, chair of the Senate Black Caucus, says he's not seen a proposal for a new map that would benefit Democrats, and he'll vote against any one of them that dilutes minority voting power. It's now 6:07.